Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker bringing us back. The late, great Joe Cocker. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's Labor Day in America, 2015. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. So Labor Day is began, as I mentioned in the last segment, by the unions. And most people, when they think of Labor Day in politics, they think of unions because this is a big day. This is the big message day for the unions. Well, private sector unions are down from like 30% of 30 years ago to about 6 or 7% today. So the unions are having, in the private sector side, unions are having a really hard time selling their product. And there's a reason for it. The reason is because businesses are doing a better job of taking care of their employees. There's less of a need for that. We don't need, you know, when everybody bought a refrigerator, unfortunately the ice companies went away, right? 60, 70, 80 years ago, every town had an ice company. They delivered ice. But today, we don't need that, right? We make our own ice in our refrigerators. So the ice companies went away. Today, companies are doing a better job because of a couple of things. Because of better management and laws and regulations. I'll throw that in there. Employees are treated better than they were. So there's no reason for a union. People are satisfied in general. Private sector employees are satisfied with their relationship with their employer. And they don't need a union to organize them and to take dues from them to then spend that money on a political program, political purposes that they might not agree with. A lot of reasons not to organize. There's a lot of reasons, many reasons, more reasons obviously today than ever before, not to be part of a union. And that's what we're seeing in the private sector. Public sector is a different story. Government employees are unionizing, even though they really should never have been allowed to unionize, in my opinion. I think it's a dangerous thing for government employees to be in part of a union. But anyway, the labor situation in America has really changed a lot, and you know, one big part of it is the minimum wage, and what some politicians also call a living wage. And this is where most of the Democrat side think that that employees should have everybody should have a certain minimum wage to start out with, irrespective of whether the people are brand new employees. They don't know anything. They're just learning. They're training. It's their first job. They make the case that as if employers are being mean to these people and not giving them a living wage. Well, you know, money doesn't fall off of trees out here in the marketplace, right? Small business owners, we have to earn everything that we get, and the government doesn't come in by fiat and cause customers to buy stuff from us at a certain price. We have to earn that from them. It's really hard. We have to pay our bills, and whatever's left over, you know, hopefully there is something left over. Oftentimes there isn't. Then we can capitalize a little bit more growth and maybe get a little return on our own investment. But it doesn't fall off. It's not manna from heaven. And so when the government, when politicians start talking about raising minimum wage, and that becomes part of the union movement, the labor movement, and a big part of what they're supporting, My question is, where's that money going to come from? I know what small business financial statements look like. Where is that money going to come from? I can't speak for the big companies. I'm only speaking for the small businesses, who are the hardest hit. Small businesses, when minimum wage is increased, small businesses are the hardest hit of all the sectors. Big companies are not so much hit by this the way small companies are. And so what's happening, though, is when the push is made for higher minimum wage, the result is higher unemployment among the employable, the untrained, the lower waged, the lower experienced workers. In America, that's oftentimes minorities. Minority unemployment is unbelievable right now. And when you raise minimum wage, all that's going to happen is that's going to go up. And there's another thing that's happened that I've been reminding you about for a long time now. At the small business level, we now have technology that's available to us that we can choose instead of hiring another employee. And we don't have to pay minimum wage for that machine, for that technology. So when people start talking about raising minimum wage, it actually, the evidence is clear. Raising minimum wage hurts the people that the politicians claim to be helping. So think about that next time you contemplate voting for somebody who wants to raise minimum wage. 29 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. And I wonder, still I wonder, who's
got the rain. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.